feet on the top there. Oh, there you go.
I hope I didn't just delete the Chavis Halava Shir. I hope I didn't delete the Chavis Halava and Halacha Shir. The Halacha was in Ilchus Shuvah. Chavis Halava is in Shar Bitochem, and it's Sunday night. And it's Orlis Yud Gimel. Orlis Yud Gimel. Elul. And it's September 3rd. And we're learning Chinuch. And we started, and we're going to go over again because it's very important before we learn the Minchas Chinuch to go over the Yesodos Mitzvah Yud Beis, not to eat something that has chametz as an ingredient. Is this anybody? Does anybody know? I wouldn't mind taking notes here for myself. Not to eat anything that has chametz as an ingredient. So the Chinuch brings down a machlokas, a basic machlokas. The Rambam Shita is, so there's a lav in the Torah. That's a lav. You know, there's a lav called machmetzot lo sochelu. The Chinuch says it's a separate lav than eating chametz, eating something that has chametz as an ingredient, and it's not kores, it's just a lav. The Rambam Shita is, says the Chinuch, that it's talking about, there is a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. That is what the pasuk's talking about. But it's only a lav and malchus and not kares, which is a chilas. For that, you need it to be nesare barov, or else, who says chametz is the ingredient? Maybe the sugar and the honey and the flour and the water, and maybe that's the ingredient. And the thing is betzem chametz. So there's a robe of other things. So you really have to, so there's a miut that has to go into the mix, pun intended. That has to go into the mix to say that there's no chorus, only malchus, because there is a kazayas of chametz with me'achilas pras. So it's a chiddush that, of course, it's only something with chametz as an ingredient, even though you're eating a chuk, according to the Rambam, you're eating kazayas chametz with me'achilas pras. But you don't get chorus. Of course, it's rove the other thing. It shouldn't be mistaken for bittul. This is my assumption. I guess we'll see it in the Minchas Chinuch. That if it would be bittul barov, there's no way it would be a lav either. If the chametz would be bittul. So now, it's not hard to not be bittul, even on a d'oraisa level. It could be nikar, that's why it's not bittul. It could be giving tam, that's why it's not bittul. So it's not bottle, but it's a miut, and that's why it's called Tarumas Chametz, not Chametz. But you need some line to be crossed for it to be Tarumas Chametz, and not Chametz. So I guess the line is wrong. Okay, that's the Rambam Shita. If there's no Kazayas B'chdei Achilas Pras, then it's Midrabanan, the Chinuch says, which is also a Chiddush L'Kula. Which is also a chiddush, because chatzis shir is also in our Torah. But since we are talking about it's a miut, so it's taruvas chametz. So the chiddush of the Torah, and for some reason, I don't know. For some reason, there's an assumption. I guess maybe because of the lav, there's an assumption that taruvas chametz is not chametz. It's second degree chametz, it's not prime chametz, it's secondary chametz. You see, there's no chorus, even though there's a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. So it's already not fair to say if there's no kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, so even though chatz yashir is also min haTorah, but here it's mutter, because there's no lav. Because the lav is only on kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. And even though kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, there's no. I don't know. I would say, for whatever reason, there's no chorus. When there is a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, even though logically there should be chorus, if you're eating a kazayas of chametz b'chdei achilas pras, but we say no, it's taruvas chametz, a different subset, it's a secondary thing. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Okay, that's the Rambam sheet. I don't know what to call it. I would call it a subset. I don't know, because the Isser is still chametz shabbos. It's not like, okay, the Ramban. Okay, that's the Ramban. The Ramban says the Chinuch
So the other way.
The pasuk itself, we paskin, is not coming to say a new lav about any particular case. And we learn out a different Rasha that if it became chometz through a leavening agent, not by itself, it's still usur. In other words, the pasuk kol machmetzus lo sochelu, the Ramban says lahalacha lamaskana, is teaching me something else. It's not teaching me a lav to taruvas chometz. When you have taruvas chometz, then you follow the rules. If there's a kazayas b'chtei achilas pras, you get kares. There's no separate lav knocking it down a notch. So we have no indication that it's to be knocked down a notch. So mamela, if there's a kazayas b'chtei achilas pras, just kares. If you're reading a kazayas chometz b'chtei achilas pras, and if there's no kazayas b'chtei achilas pras, it's osur because chatzishir osur min ha'tayr. So, okay. Shalocha Kedivrei Chachamim, says the Chinuch, that, yeah, it's al Eruvo. So Eruvo, which is no chorus, Ramban learns, means there's no Kezayas B'chtei Achilos Pras. So that's the Machlekes Rambam Ramban. Okay, the Shorish of the Mitzvah is the same thing, the same idea, that Chometz is terrible, that's why there's Bal Yomotzei, and that's why it's kares. So this is also a chizuk of the problematic nature of chametz on Pesach, that even taruvas chametz is also. Now, the truth is, according to the Rambam, it's funny because I don't really understand the chinuch, this monosha. According to the Ramban, there's no special thing for taruvas chametz, and according to the Rambam, he's saying the Torah was mar belavin because of the terribleness of chametz. But l'chayr, according to the Rambam, the Torah knocked it down. What would you say logically? You would say like the Ramban. If it's not batel berov and it's b'zayis b'tei achilas pras, you get karet. It's only the fact that it's allowed that knocks it down. And the Rambam holds kol machmetzus lo sochelu is allowed. And the lav knocks it down from chorus to malchus only. According to Ramban, he uses the pasuk for other limudim. He holds the halacha. It's not coming to tell me a lav. So the Ramban doesn't have it in his minyan mitzvah. The Ramban does not have mitzvah yud beis in his minyan mitzvah. He holds his whole separate lav of taruvas chometz. But that means, according to the Ramban, the lav really just knocks it down a notch. So it's funny for the chinuch to say that the shorish of the mitzvah is that l'chazek hadavo b'libeinu, that chometz is so terrible, so the Torah made another lav for it. But adarabah, the Torah made it less, not more. So I don't. I think it's a little incongruous for the chinuch to say that if he holds like the Rambam, obviously, because he has it in the minyan hamitzvos. He has in the minyan mitzvos. Okay, dinei hamitzvah going to learn shenichlu beisur zeh. What is called taruvas chometz umahein umashmom v'yaseh proteha is betzachim. V'noag in the schorim of an akevos, it's a lav. V'chol mokum v'chol zman. This is a fuyus baretz. Yep. Loiver aleh loke u'betanai sheyeh ben kazayis b'chtei achilas pras. Kemoyshe Omarnu. Avalein bo chorus of Das Rambam Zichrono Levracha. We said Das Rambam Zichrono Levracha Yesh bo chorus. There's a Kazayis B'chtei Achilas Pras. The main bo Kazayis B'chtei Achilas Pras. Ein bo Chiyuv Malkus Elodina Kedim Chatzishir Shasu Menat Torah. The Ein Lokinola, which is a little cheating, because according to the Rambam, he said before it's the Rabbanon. No, it's true that both according to the Ramban and according to the Rambam, it's also and there's no malchus even. But according to the Rambam, he said it's also the Rabbanon, and you get Makos Mardus. And according to the Ramban, it's good old Chatzishir Rasu Min HaTorah, and you just don't get a punishment for Chatzishir Rasu Min HaTorah. And here he conflates the two shitas. So he says, "Ubezei Yodu Shneim Zechonam Levracha." But that's not really true. It's true that they're both mold there. When the dog dies before Achilles Pras, you don't get Malchus. But according to the Ramban, it's also with the Araisa, which is Chatzishir also in Atoira. And according to the Rambam, he says it's only with the Rabbana. Okay. The Oskol has an Arichas here, why Taka Chometz is so awesome. They didn't do it before by Bal Yireh, Bal Yimotzei. Okay, they do it here. It's like the Yetzahara, it's symbolic of the Yetzahara. We're not going to go into that. I do find it schwer, really. Let me see if they talk about it. That Mishor Hashem Mitzvah Zu Mashiach Gassav Libisor, to remember Yitzhak Mitzrayim, blah, blah, blah. Kulam Lachazik Hadoba Belibenu. I don't get it. Unless I'm wrong in a certain premise I have, and really it's talking about it is bottled the rose, except here the Torah Machadesh, it's awesome. But even though in Kalat Torah, it is a case where it would be bottled the rose. But here the Torah asks it. Even the Zayis Machadesh is crap. But it's not hard to be bottled barol, even if it's a price for the crowd. It could be a mute, and it's not given time, and it's not nikar, or bottled barol. So it is possible. Maybe my premise is wrong, and according to the Rambam, it is bottled barol. It would be bottled barol. Then it's a tremendous chiddush haTorah. And the Torah came along and asked for something that in Kol HaTorah Kula would be bottled barol. So that's a tremendous chiddush. Okay. Maybe we'll. No, it's a taruvus. He said it's a piyut because he has to explain why it's taruvus. Why is it a chometz gomer? Where do you draw the line between chometz gomer and taruvus chometz? So the chinuch just threw out casually the word piyut, the word grow. So that already okay, grow. That means it's taruvus chometz, not chometz. But I assume it's not bottled, because how would the Torah ask if it's bottled? But I'm not sure now, because if the Chinuch says that this love is a manifestation of a ribuy of lavin, because chametz is so terrible, but according to the Rambam, the way we learned, it's only a kula. It's only a kula. It's a flourish. But if it's bottled the robe, obviously it's a kula. I don't mean it is bottled. But that it would be bottled if not for this possible gas ring. Okay. So now let's see the Minchas Kinnah. And we'll see if all our issues are dealt with. Mitzvah Yud Beis, Aleph Aleph. We're in the same place. We both by Aleph. Tas Rambam, Ramban, Bechulu, Ayin Rambam Khan, Perek Aleph, Mechomet Shumatso. Perakim and Azirus, Perak Tezvol Mecholos Asurus, Yitur Rechaim Sumin Tov Membez, Yerideus Mitzadikes, Mabel Gizoros, Tafsamat Zayin and Menalas, Taimu Umamosho, Umukulin, Sadikes and Menalas, Sugi Dizoya Mishela, Utsachin, Ulukes and Vishakan, and you guys are lucky we're not learning everywhere in Mokul, we're just sitting with them. Uprichodesh Rechaim Sumin Tov Membez, we did this all without a computer, by the way. I'm exhausted. After all these people went through this union, I have nothing else to say, you think. I am a Devrayim. Just look at what they say. Boy, Irish, Kalal, Rakwa, Orer, which usually is a precursor of like 20 pages. No, not me. Not so me. 5 pages in this printer. Hine Harbe Poskim Sovrim. See, we didn't learn the Gemara. The Rambam, Ramban, it's all based on the Gemara and the Machlokes Tanoim and Brises. We took a shortcut. We didn't go into the Gemara. Because Chinuch is going to touch upon the Gemara a bit. Hine Harbe Poskim Sovrim, the Rambam Posok Rabbi Eliezer Shom, the Sugi de Psochim. The Haribuya Mikol, that's Kol Machmetz with Loso Halo, Ubikovakom Lokin. After Bachatzishir, the Gamkin is Rabbi Mikol. It's interesting that usually when the Bachatzishir, which was also a Reba from Kol Chelam, Kol Dam Lo Tol Chelam, so there is no Malkus in something that's Nisrabi from the word Kol. I am Toysos Psochim. Well, the Chavishna Kantirith was there. So again, I guess I'm wrong. Because according to the way I was learning, this is only a knockdown, not a push-up. So what is he comparing the two? So it must be that it would, it must be, so far, it must be that it would be bottle below if not for this person. Let's see, if he talks about it. So he's bothered by why do you get Malchus? There's a rebuy from the word kol in the posuk that's mar b'chatzishir. You don't get Malchus b'chatzishir. The Mishnah Kantiris was there. The shopkeep of the film lo yeyachel by other isurim after chazayis. And came lo yisrab b'yirakli yinisser. So when you mar b'kol chelev, but you're not going outside the gedder and then achilus b'chazayis, and therefore like the pasta buba like the pasta, and you don't get Malchus. I will calling in tarugus. I mean, in this Rabbi Gamkin, then you know this. Here you're not undercutting. If I am a Rishayna of the Torah Shom, the Kaita came by Tam Gobel, Rakhi Yuha. It's not a real Tam. Gobel of this Rabbi Mikol, Abu Tam Gobel, with Zayas of the Achille Fras, Gaim Chaim Gamkin Koresh, who, according to the Rambam. So it's because it's not really time. I ain't Rabbi Park as well as my colors are feel for what I'm giving. Yeah, so wait, no. He brings that on the bottom. See, the Rabbi, Yuhu, the Rabbi passes by Chelev when it's a Taru voice and there's a prize with the Achilles Cross. You get Korach. So the Kesefishna there writes that the Chomet is different. The Chomet is knocked down by the laws. It's knocked down. Rak Tarugus Chomet able Korach. The Miyata also has Torah to see Korach. If I can knock down, I will be sorry for it. Chayav al Korach, which is an Achimah, from the Chayav. Wait, wait. Yes, my friend, you should not do the guy here now. It's very complicated, isn't it? But the rabbi will be by other Isurim. There will be no he, of course, a Tarubus, this is a head there. Even if there's a Kazayas, he was proud. So the rabbi extrapolates to all Isurim. The Yolit, the Ori Isurim, the Yusuf Chomet, the Pesach, the Yes, the Boy Hatoyra, Tarubus Chomet. Here he's talking about that the law knocks it down. He may even extrapolate from the Torah Kula. Not so clear. Again, it's not clear. And they have a postkin. Oh, yeah, okay. The Hine. The eighth day is the Ramon Kosak Rabbon. It doesn't have to do with the Sukhya. It's very complicated. The Sukhya is from the beginning of the third parish. But really, all it says is the source of the chinuch is that you get makas marbus. It's the chinuch that it is, that it's only the drabon. Esther, who also met us, Chatzushir, and the Chatzushir is considered that even if you're going to get a rabbi, Esther is your writer of Chatzushir as well. The Chenkat of the Chomich of Matzah calls out the Osir of the Loikin Makas Mardus, the Esther Loikin of the Minatora Osir, if possible. Okay, the Chinuch says it's a rabbi. I will have the coffee shop with my horse or source of the main. The town will not interact with Ramonon. I should ask the town, maybe the M12.
If you have the mamushos, not just the ham, actually, you have to be a proud. To get a kazayas, we need Yosef with the Achilles Christ. At the point of the Torah, he could come as a shear, and a bottle. At the Torah came to Zerus, it's also the bottle of the Achilles Christ, is the Rabbon. After he could have a Moshus, in one of the different sources, that's even more regular Israel, not common. I am from the Son of the Rising. Ten candles was only to matter with the Mahfuz Asuros, Hamitov, when you came there, to live in the race, so you can. So you should pump with the Mahfuz Asuros, but there, oh, that would be anything before. And on bottom he says, like me, that the Achreinim say it's not because of Bittul, but because since Taruva is was saying now is a whole chiddush, and you see there's no chorus, there's no lav, but there is a kedayas nefilas pras. So chadish here is lavish mukim in your rightful level. That's the way you learn, but I'm not happy. Yeah, I'm gonna stop here. And I'll do some research tomorrow. I'll do that. Maybe the like Achrayim the third parak of Sechem. I'll be talk about it. Maybe I'll take it. Hold on, let me.